As you know, we've told it many times, we were in Jackson at a Kenneth Copeland meeting, and a man, say a man,
amen,
in a leisure suit. Come on now, talk to me. I'm in classroom mode, in a leisure suit. And he walked up to the bishop and said, the Lord has called you to teach your people faith. And sometimes when he was teaching faith in years past, some people began to complain because all he teaches is faith. What did God call him to teach? Everybody say, faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And faith comes by hearing and what? Hearing and what? Hearing the word of God. So I want you to hear. I want you to leave here thinking, I'm CFC. I'm called to be a light that shines brighter than the noonday sun. I was moving some flowers around this morning and I started to move them one place, another, and it's a little shady there. And I said, come July, August, 1st of September, it's going to be so hot. These flowers need sun, but they're going to be glad to have this shade. So you're going to be so bright. Say bright.
Bright.
Shining so brightly to people who understand and know that there's a God in you. Say he's in there. Come on, he's in there. All right, I'm going to make you, not make you, I'm going to request that you stand up. All right, come on now. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what he said, come out from among them. And then he said, start the church. So the church was started 40 years ago. We just celebrated 40 years a couple of Sundays ago. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we didn't back down. Thank God we didn't give up. There were many backing down time, many giving up time. Thank God you are here. Say, I'm here. And so I'm a light. Say that. Light. I'm a light. Amen. Amen. So we are called. He said, I called you. I anointed you to be a light. That's why he gave us that expression. Because too many people, he said, I espouse you to one wife. In other words, I called you here. You have to let go there. I called you here, you have to let go there. And that was a hard thing for me. I didn't talk about it. I didn't tell Jimmy about it, but I was wrestling because I had strong ties to my home church. And I know I've got to be here. And it took me a while, a few years, as a matter of fact, just to cut the string. I still love the people, don't know most of the people now that are there, but cut the string and be where God says to be, to do what God says to do. Say, that's me. Say that. Say, that's me. And so whatever he called us to do, that's what we have to focus on. What Bishop just said now, they're going to be miracles. He called us to be a miracle working church. He called us to be a church where healings takes place. He called us to be a church where there's great prosperity, where people are full of wisdom of God, where people love each other, where people reach out and help those and preach the gospel and sinners are saved. And so it seems like, say it seems like, we're short on that. But you know, it's taken us 40 years to get ready. Israel was in Egypt for how long? Not in Egypt. In the wilderness for how long? 40 years. And then even some of them, time after then, go read the Old Testament. You find out some were still just sitting around. And was it Moses or somebody said, why are you still sitting here? Why haven't you gone and possessed your land? So God is calling you tonight, young people, to go possess your land. He gave you a dream. He said, dream that dream to the fullest. He said, I will help you to cause that dream to come to fruition. He says, you are never too old. Just keep that dream alive and to call it to come to fruition. The calling and election of God is sure. He didn't change. We might have changed it. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah 43:1b, and just that little part of that scripture, Isaiah 43:1b, and talking about calling us. He said, I redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. He said, I have called you. I gave you a name. The name is Branch of the Vine, Christian Fellowship Church. You are connected to me. I'm connected to you. I'm in you. You're in me. We're all in the Father, and we are one. Can you grasp that in your spirit? It's too much for your mind to conceive, but will you take it into your spirit? Because God is calling us to action. Say, call to action. Say, call to action. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. When Jimmy was in the army, and suddenly he comes and says, I got to go to Vietnam. We're going to get married before we leave. I'm saying, what? We did. We just won't go into that. Amen. Amen. But they were what? Called to action, and they responded. He went AWOL for 5 or 6 days, but he went. So let's don't go AWOL on God's call on our lives. Let's go forth and be CFC. That's called to be. So let's be brighter than the noonday sun. Shine brightly. Shine brightly. Shine brightly. If they follow CFC, they follow Christ. So if they follow you, say, they follow me. Come on now. They follow me. They follow Christ. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he says, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So CFC, God says, you're mine. You're mine. Say, I'm his. Come on, I'm his. Tell your neighbor, say, do you know to whom I belong? And you tell them, yeah, the same person I belong to. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Do you realize there are millions, billions, even trillions? No, well, not trillions, not trillion people on earth yet. But people that are lost, unless we get the gospel to them, they will spend eternity in hell's fire. We don't hear that too often, but we got to start saying it so people will be aware and not allow anybody that we know to die without hearing the gospel. How many souls? 40 souls. They're coming in. But we got to be prepared. You got to be prepared when they come and sit here and maybe not dress right, maybe not look right, and maybe not smell right, to love them anyway. I've got to be prepared to love them anyway. The man that was in the tomb, no clothes on, cutting himself, Jesus didn't turn away from him. He ministered to him. Say, I'm CFC. I'm called to be a light in the world that shines brighter than the noonday sun. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We are out in, people come here. You know, we're used to here. I live here. And I'm talking about, they say, out in the woods. I'm saying, what are they talking about? There's plenty of openings out here. I live here. I don't see it as being, quote, in the wood. But I'm saying, we're not hidden. Because our light is what? Shining. Say that. So we are not hidden. Because my light is shining. I can't make your light shine, but you can make your own light shine. And we can put our lights together. All of these lights make it bright in here. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have a mission. I didn't hear you. We have a mission. We have a purpose. It is to shine the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So he says in Matthew 5:14 again, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And then John 8:12, talking about being a light. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but should have the light of life. Listen, you make that declaration. You get that scripture in your mind. John 8:12. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is in me. So everybody say, I am the light of the world. No, we're not the light as he is the light, because he's the only one that light, but I have a piece of his light. I have his anointing. As he is, so am I. Everybody say that, as he is. Let's rephrase that. As he is light, so am I light. Shout hallelujah.